Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Brian Carney, the author of Freedom, Inc., the head of the editorial page of Wall Street Journal in Europe, my favorite newspaper in the world, not the European version. I don't read that when I read the U.S. version, Brian, but I actually have an online subscription. I get it in the mail, and I have an app on my iPad. How about that?
You're our favorite kind of reader,
I know. I'd write you guys checks all the time.
That's what we'd like to hear.
That app is pretty cool. I'll tell you that, folks. If you have an iPad, you need to check out the Wall Street Journal app. It's really good.
I don't have an iPad, but I've seen the app, and I have to agree, it's pretty.
It's way cool. In fact, I'm sad news. I'm probably going to drop my print version. Brian,
see, this is a danger.
I know, but we're saving trees.
We make this online stuff so good.
It is. I'll tell you that. I like it. Hey, listen, Brian, let's talk about entrepreneurship in England and compare it to the United States. In the United States, if I wanted to, I could literally decide to start a business, and including having a bank account and a registered name and the whole thing, I could be in business in an hour.
Right.
In America. And I could do it every hour. I could start a new one every hour if I wanted to. And in Europe, it's different, isn't it?
Yeah, especially in continental Europe, in places like France and Belgium and Germany and Spain, actually, is pretty bad. Italy, too. There's a lot of, because you have to go and register the business and you have to fill out paperwork. Often you have to pay a fee to, some local government.
But just to get a bank
account.
There's
a waiting time in some cases it can take months to get all the paperwork done.
Account takes time to get approved, doesn't it?
Right. And so there's a lot more involved. And as I said, it does vary some from country to country, and the UK is much better than a lot of places on the continent, although there's still more bureaucracy. I just remember, I wanted to get a mobile phone, but I wanted them to send my bill to my office, and they said, well, unless it's a business account, you can't do that.
Huh.
And to set up a business account, and I said, but what does it matter where I have my bills set?
Yeah.
And I said, well, we're only allowed to send this, we're only allowed to send bills to business addresses if you have a business account with us. And to set up the business account, you have to do this, this, and this.
Wow.
But it's not a business account. I just, this is where I get my bills.
Right.
This is where my filing cabinet is.
Right.
And they said, no,
I do this all the time. I have all kinds of personal stuff sent to my office because this is where I am most of the time. Nobody in America, nobody ever says, oh, that's a problem. They always just do it.
Right, and here there's, they must have some database of whether it's a residence or not, and they said, no, we can't send it there. I said, man, this is insane.
Who comes up with these impediments? I mean, it's like there's a business interruption division over there or something, isn't it?
Exactly. It's who thought that was helping somebody? I don't know what purpose it serves.
Right.
But I have to say that here in the UK, it's better than a lot of the other European countries. People, the French like to complain about Anglo-Saxon capitalism, and what they mean is
right.
that Britain often looks more like America to
right.
them
than
it does like the continent. And to compare to America in a lot of ways, it is more restrictive. But if you've got a small business, as long as you don't employ people. it's not that hard.
But
once
going. You hire that first employee, you're off to a new race, aren't you?
Oh yeah, no. Then you're stuck in labor market laws and.
Is the cost of compliance? I mean, is it complicated? Is there a pretty high, a steep cost of compliance?
Yes, there is. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but you know, the amount of labor market regulation, from how many hours at a time somebody can work to whether they work in an environment that exposes them to loud noises. There's even a vibration directive.
Oh my.
Supposed to be targeted at people who drive tractors and stuff,
right,
where you're not supposed to be exposed to heavy vibration for more than a certain number of hours a day.
I wish somebody had told my dad that when I was growing up on the farm. Hey, Brian, thanks for the report here. I feel better about being an American small business already. Hey, thanks. And WallStreetJournal.com, right? WSJ.com.
WSJ.com.
And they can find the European edition. How?
It's there, too. There's
all
a
right.
little thing in
oh,
the
yeah.
upper left. You can change to the European view and see everything we're doing over
Check
here
Check it out,
as well.
WSJ.com. Thanks, Brian, for being here. Good job today.
Thank
we'll
you,
see you
Jim.
Next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasting. I'm the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.